On April 5th, freelance reporter Claire Gillis was captured in Libya by forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
Eyewitnesses say Gillis was covering the battle between rebels and Gaddafi loyalists outside of Brega when the car she was traveling in was stopped and she was detained along with two other reporters, James Foley, a New Hampshire native working for the Boston-based news site Global Post, and Manu Bravo, a Spanish photographer.
For 16 days, no one, not her family or even her editors at The Atlantic and USA Today, heard anything from Gillis. They were unable to confirm where she was being held or how she was being treated.
That is, until yesterday, when her parents, Jane and Robert Gillis, received a phone call from their 34-year-old daughter, and they join us now from their home in New Haven, Connecticut, to talk about that. And Jane and Robert Gillis, welcome to Radio Boston. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
So I imagine it must have been an enormous sense of relief yesterday when you got that call.
It was. It was kind of unbelievable. It was hard to believe that it really was her at first.
Tell us, where was your daughter when she spoke to you yesterday?
She said she was in a women's prison in Tripoli.
Right. And what's the first? And give us a sense of what she said. How did she describe how she was being treated?
Well, she described the prison as a place that had several other women. They were dressed in some kind of pink jumpsuits or pajamas. Since no one there seemed to speak English, and her Arabic, which is something she learned fairly recently and apparently isn't related closely to whatever Libyan dialect there might be, she really doesn't know what these other people were there for, so she's not really sure if they were people who had political leanings and were incarcerated for that, or whether they were people who'd been involved in some kind of criminal activity. And she said that they were, helping each other out, doing their hair and that kind of stuff.
And did she say anything about the circumstances under which she was captured?
We really did not talk to her about that. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to spend the time doing that. She said that her major concern was the worry that she had caused us.
I see. Right. And what, talk about sort of what efforts are being made toward her release.
Well, I mean, we really are not sure of the details involved. We have a reasonable assurance that, the Turkish government has been serving as intermediary influence in a number of these journalist cases, and I believe that that's progressing at this point. Exactly how, I don't know. We would like very much for this to be a hopeful first step. This telephone call we had yesterday, we would look forward to having somebody, perhaps from the Turkish government or perhaps the International Red Cross, be able to be granted access to Claire and to the other journalists as well.
Hmm. Well, Jane and Robert Gillis, I want to wish you all the luck in the world. Thanks for talking to us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's Jane and Robert Gillis from Connecticut talking about their daughter, Claire Gillis, who's being detained right now in Libya.